A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello and welcome to Not Without My Sister. This is the romance episode with Valentine's Day coming up 2024. Obviously, you could be listening to this any day of the year, but in real time, IRL, we are recording this right before Valentine's Day. And let me tell you, Rosemary, your house is a pink marvel. All the balloons, the cards, the hearts.
I actually saw a really cute... Do you follow Charlotte Stonehouse on... Instagram? I think it's Charlotte's... No, it's not Charlotte Stone. It's Charlotte's old house, maybe. Anyway, she does a lot of crafts and she did a really cute one today where she got cardboard, cut it out in the shape of a heart, made basically big cardboard love hearts, you know, like the candy, and wrote things on them. It was very cute.
Oh, well, last year... Sorry. We are not without my sister. I'm Beatrice McCabe. You're Rosemary McCabe. And I have to tell you, when I said... We're currently sitting in Rosemary's sitting room. And when I said, I love your house and it's covered in pink, she actually looked around in confusion, which is amazing.
Well, I was more thinking, I do have some pink. Like the curtains are pink and there's pink on that picture behind you, but you can't see that. But I was like, is there really that much pink? And
you're
then I
wearing pink.
You were making a joke.
You're wearing pink.
If you're not on our Patreon, this month we're doing 5 episodes a week. So Monday through Friday, I'll get a new episode on Patreon. That's patreon.com/notwithoutmysister for just $5 a month. And if you don't need any new episodes, but you would just like to support the pod, we also have a tip jar level, $2 a month, just to let us know that you like what we're doing and you want us to keep doing it. That's your Valentine to us.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. That's nice. And an even better Valentine is 5-star review anywhere you can get, anywhere you can review a podcast, which is anywhere. And 5 stars, lots of love, compliments, only positive reviews, only good vibes, please.
Which is anywhere, the podcast expert. Can I review a podcast on Amazon?
You probably can.
I can.
But I don't
I think
know that, that
I think Amazon
that.
Has podcasts.
Yeah,
actually.
But I don't know that it would be that useful. But yeah, they do.
Yeah, probably.
So yes is the answer.
Can you review a podcast on the Home Depot website?
I mean, I'd have to go and look.
Oh my God, maybe we should start leaving comments on all these websites about like clothes and stuff we've bought and been like, I really love this dress. I heard about it on my favorite podcast, Not Without My Sister.
Maybe we just get more direct and say 5 stars because it'll be a verified purchase. Love this dress. Please listen to Not Without My Sister.
Well, I don't want them to delete the comments for spam. So I was trying to do it in a kind of a sneaky way.
All right. Yeah, good one.
How do you feel about Valentine's Day in general?
I enjoy it. I mean, it's a Hallmark, you know, holiday. It's very commercial. I'm not into commercial ventures.
You cynic.
I've totally made that up. I love Valentine's Day. It's nice. It's a nice opportunity to say to somebody, I care about you. Thank you. I care about you. Don't you know I care about you? Name that TV show. Name that accent and that TV show.
I want to say Minnesota and I've no idea.
I'll try it again. I care about you. Don't you know I care about you?
Canada?
Yes, thank you.
And that show you used to be obsessed with the Mountie.
Oh, yeah, no, that was great, but I can't remember the name of it. That was the guy who's in Friday Night Lights. That's the coach in Friday Night Lights.
Is it?
Is it? No, actually, no, maybe it's not. So. No, maybe it's not. They just look the same. They have square heads and black hair. No, maybe it's not him. No, anyway, moving on. Degrassi Junior High.
What the hell is Degrassi Junior High?
Are you actually joking?
No.
Are you joking? It is an extremely pertinent, relevant, groundbreaking teenage show about high school in Canada.
I've never heard the name of that show before in my life.
Please. Culture Vulture, is that what you call yourself?
No, that's not, absolutely not what I call myself.
What do you think of Valentine's Day CV? That's what I'm going to call you from now on. Oh, the CV's coming over to tell us what we should be watching on TV. The Culture Vulture, did you get it?
Oh, I got it, Beatrice. What do I think about Valentine's Day? I don't really have any strong feelings about Valentine's Day, one way or another. I suppose I do like the idea of taking a day to tell the person you care about that you care about them. But I actually like more, I think, what people do or what they do in schools when it's like give a Valentine to your friend to show them that you care about them. And it's not so much about one person that you're romantically interested in as it is about people you love more generally. What are you looking at me like that for?
You could work in marketing. Galentines. You could call it. Imagine that, Rosemary. Girls, gals, you could call a day Galentines if you felt like it.
You know what? I was invited to Fort Wayne Food Slot's Galentine's Day event that was on last night. She
you
invited
mean that
me.
Term exists?
Yeah, Galentine's Day, you're joking?
Yes. Yeah,
do you think you just made that up?
Oh, I thought you did.
No.
Of course I didn't. I knew it existed, Rosemary. I've worked in a fashion company with social website. Come on. That's right.
Anyway, I was invited to Fort Wayne Food Slot's Galentine's Day thing.
Why didn't you go?
I couldn't go because we had pottery, but then we didn't end up going to pottery.
Rosemary.
It was Mum and Dad's last day.
Oh, as if. You would never have gone.
I would like to have gone.
Yeah, you'd like to be the kind of person who'd go.
I would like to be the kind
of
person who'd
go. You could come back with loads of gal pals.
I know, that's exactly it. It looked really nice.
Where did they go?
They went to like Draft Tap Room downtown and they had pizzas and then they had like little gift bags and they had cupcakes and stuff. It was very cute. There was only about 12 people. It was lovely.
It does sound very nice, but I'm not sure about cupcakes after dinner. Sounds odd.
I think they got the cupcakes to bring home.
That's cute.
Yeah, it was very cute.
I do actually think that it is cute. There's a lot now going on with Valentine's Day, right? Because I have to, you know, you reminded me when you talked about those paper cutouts. Last year, I bought massive adhesive, kind of, you know, those vinyl adhesives that peel right off again to stick all over the house and the door and in the bedroom, like the bedroom doors. And
did you? I don't remember this.
I couldn't find them. Found them again last week when I was cleaning
well,
out the
good
press.
Good timing.
I know, that's what I thought. But I did actually make loads of stickers last year and hang them up on the boys' doors. And they got up in the morning, walked past them, didn't even notice them, came downstairs and I had to be like, what do you think of those like love hearts upstairs that like say positive things to you? And they're like, what love hearts? Ourselves. I also this year bought a load of super cute Valentine's candy. Like there are Sour Patch candies and lollipops and all this kind of stuff.
Oh yeah, Americans are mad into the promotional candies.
Well, I bought loads of those and I bought little heart dishes for the kids and heart straws for their breakfast. I have to remember now to take them out. Isn't it also Ash Wednesday, Valentine's Day this year?
Yeah, which so maybe means the day before is Pancake Tuesday.
Oh, I thought that was Wednesday. Oh yeah, you're right.
You thought Pancake Tuesday was Wednesday.
Right. I was like, oh, they got that wrong. It's on Wednesday. But I never actually said the sentence out loud. But I was thinking I could make little love heart pancakes. But
oh, that'd be cute.
Right. Anyway, back to me and the stickers, etc. But what happened was they discovered the stash of Halloween candy. So it's all gone.
Of Valentine's candy?
Yes. Sorry, not Halloween. Valentine's candy.
You've no control over your children. What do you mean it's all gone? You should have said to them, boys, don't touch that candy.
Rosemary, I wasn't there until the second half and then
anyway,
it was all open.
As if anybody could say to their kids, don't touch that stash of candy you've discovered. What child among us?
I don't know. I'm always very impressed by people who have just jars of candy like out on display in their homes. I mean, I think it must be candy that they themselves personally are not tempted by.
A friend of mine, I remember, came over to my house when I was in my mad fitness phase and I used to have a whole load of jars, not mason jars, but you know those kind of old fashioned jars with the metal kind of buckle that you have to clip down? Mm-hmm. I had a whole load of those on my mantelpiece full of different, you know, sugar and flour and whatever. And one of them was full of candied cashews. And I remember her being like, you must have some incredible self-control. I couldn't have them in the house.
You need to remind yourself. You need to do some visioning. Is that what it's called? Vision casting.
Visualizing?
This. Yeah, maybe also vision casting. It's also called of these candied cashews and just think to yourself, I have the ability to have a ton of self-control. I'm actually projecting now. I need to do that. I feel like I have no self-control anymore. And I used to have tons of it.
Do you remember I used to live with a couple who would buy, they would buy these chocolates from Butler's that were the, they're supposed to be drinking chocolates. You put the entire chocolate into a thing of warm milk and it melts and it makes the drinking chocolate. But they would just eat them and they would cut them in half. And sometimes one half would be in the fridge for a few days. Like, who the fuck eats half a chocolate? Sociopaths. If they're listening now, sociopaths. That's what that was.
Well, back to the school. So meantime, I filled out loads of sheets of candy grams because the school does a thing where you pay a dollar and the librarian at the school goes around with a little note and a lollipop delivering the candy
gram. Like a strippogram, but PC.
Okay. And it says like from, so the boys all basically fill them out to each other. Two chants from Fox. Thank you for being you.
Oh,
thank you for being
so
a nice
cute.
Brother. Yeah. I think they're supposed to give them to other people, but anyway, they're basically just gifting them among the family. And then we had to get all of the like Valentines for each class. So then they have to fill out a Valentine for every single person in their class.
I was about to say, we got something home from Atlas's babysitter saying, if you'd like to send, and you know, there's obviously no pressure, but if you'd like to send in a treat or a gift or something for Valentine's Day, here are the names of every single other child. Now, there's like 11 kids, so it's not that many, but I was thinking once they get to school age, that'd be a lot of kids to be sending stuff in for.
It's just a lot because you don't... Initially, we used to have to sign that they used to send home a list of all the kids in the class and you'd have to write one for each kid and then sign it from your child. Now, at least they just have you sign it. I think so. It's like, doesn't matter if it goes to Maury, it goes to John.
I get you. Yeah,
they're just like, here's one for you from Fox. Here's another one for you from Fox. So I still have to do it for 32, like 96 kids.
No, they're just little cards. Like,
yeah, little cards. And Don bought little Lego men that go inside little hearts with a card inside them.
Oh, like, that's so cute.
I know, they're so cute. So then there was war this morning over who was giving away the Lego because the other set was a Mandalorian set. And Bo, so disdainful. That says, I care deeply about you. I am not bringing that into school. I was like, it's okay to care deeply. No, I want this one. You're a good friend.
Why like, doesn't he want to care deeply about people? That's emptying my bucket.
I know. I think my bucket's very empty at the moment. I'd have to say, like, as an adult, Galentine's, friendship, all these school things, like, I appreciate them because everybody gets one. Like, I did not enjoy Valentine's as a child, as a teenager.
You know what I really enjoyed? I really, really enjoyed the run-up to Valentine's Day because I was always convinced that this was going to be when I would get, like, the anonymous Valentine from the boy of my dreams. I was very, like, caught up in the idea of the anonymous Valentine, not, you know, somebody having a crush on you didn't know about and then you falling in love. And I think I did get a few anonymous Valentines that I didn't realize were from Mom. And then I got a lot that I did realize were from Mom. But like in the early days, I think I was like, oh my God, who could this be? This person? And could this be? Was he looking at me funny? It was only when I got older that I realized, hey, these don't have stamps on them. How did they get in our postbox?
I'm starting to feel very dejected now, remembering how I felt about Valentine's Day. I remember, like, we used to live in the countryside, right? And I used to agonize for the weeks ahead of, like, how were people going to be able to slip these in my bag at school? What if they wanted desperately to get this card to me, but the injustice of living in the countryside, they wouldn't know my address.
It's just living in the countryside. Otherwise, you would have got millions.
I know. I mean, God bless me. I mean, I had an amazing ability to suspend disbelief. Still do, actually. But like, I was thinking if I was one of the kids in school now getting one from everybody in the class, I would be convincing myself that deep inside one of these Lego hearts, there is true love embedded. Like everybody got one from everybody. But
yeah,
one
same,
of these is
same.
Really from
one
like
of them is
somebody,
from my true love.
Somebody who's mad about me, you know, they just didn't have the like permission because school has these stupid rules that prevent them from showing their love for me, etc.
Yeah, of course they have to give them to everyone. But my one's the one that matters. That's exactly what I would think as well.
100% I would be convinced myself. But anyway, I used to be agonized. Then I'd be in school like truly feeling sick for the entire day of Valentine's. In case somebody passed by, gave me a sideways look, they clearly have a card in their bag for me.
Did you ever send any?
I only sent that Diet Coke card once with the rose when I was like a teenager. I never sent a card, but I mean also because I was in such a panic about it. What if I get caught? What if I have to drop it in their backpack? Could I leave it on their desk? I'd be the laughing stock. How could I?
Oh, you would, yeah. It was easier in my day because we got lockers.
You had lockers?
Yeah, they brought in lockers.
I didn't know that.
Actually, I don't know if I ever had a locker. Was that after my day, in fact?
Oh, Rosemary, I would have been mortified. Can you imagine? Knowing me, I would have gotten the letter half stuck in the locker door and then like caught white-handed with my hand stuck on the envelope trying to tug
imagine
it out of the
locker.
You would
actually have died.
Truly, I'd never have been able to go to school again, ever. I would never have been able to go back and show my face.
I am pretty sure that I sent a few anonymous cards.
I think you did as well, yeah.
I've thankfully managed to erase the identities of the people from my memory.
Oh, I think I could probably come up with a few of them, but also, Jesus. Also, using your word of the week, you were a bit of a horny teenager. So I'd say that like there were some horny cards went out there.
My word of the week? Why? Why? Who did I call horny yesterday? No, I can't remember.
It wasn't you. It was me. Every time I looked sideways, I said, that looks very... I thought Mom said something. She said something like homely and I said horny. And then I was reading a recipe and it said like chickpea hominy. And I was like, chickpea hornily?
Oh, yeah.
I was so confused.
Oh, and I heard you say that. And obviously it put it in my mind because then yesterday while I was watching Buffy, I was like, yeah, we get it, Miss Calendar. You're horny. And I never used that word either.
I hate that word. It's along with the... Randy. I hate the word Randy, especially now that I know people call
Randy.
You
hate any reference to sexual arousal. You hate Wydon?
Oh God, Rosemary, please. These are disgusting.
You probably Rosemary, hate Hard-On.
That's all right. The other one you used yesterday was gross as well.
I
can't even remember what it was. Well, something like, I can't remember.
Oh.
Sloshed it over or something. I can't remember. It was gross. It was to do with that thing.
What about Stiffy?
Oh, God, are you having a laugh? Rosemary, we're talking about romance.
No, we're talking about Valentine's.
Yeah, romance. We're not talking about sex.
Hang on, I'm pretty sure you're the one who said that I wrote some horny cards.
Yeah,
so you brought
you.
It up. You brought
Pardon
it up.
The pun. Oh, my God, ridiculous. Ridiculous.
What kind of horny words would I have used?
Oh, no, you just were very, like, I'd say you were sending, like, I bet you the cards that I would have sent would have been, you know, a heart and a joke. Like, I saw the other day a pizza slice. I'm looking for a pizza or heart. And I was like, that's the kind of card now that I'd be sending.
Roses are red. Do you have a lodger?
What? Oh, my God. Go on. Go on.
I wish you didn't so I could privately touch your todger.
Oh, Hallmark, is anybody listening? We have a card writing professional here. I can't believe how happy
just
you look.
I was trying to think of a word that rhymed with todger.
What about codger? What about even when you're a codger?
What does codger mean?
Old codger. Old person.
I think that's archaic.
I love you now, but when you're a codger, it will not prevent me from avoiding your todger.
Oh God.
Have you ever
Roger?
That's a perfect word.
Roses are red. I wish you were called Roger.
No. No. Like the action.
Oh. Go on.
No, I will not. No, I won't. You go on.
No.
I can't dodger. Rosemary, I can't believe you're like, oh, I struggled so hard to find a word that rhymes with dodger.
Dodger? You've been in America too long.
Rosemary, there are so many words here.
Go on. Okay. What else?
You're clever, you're smart, like the I've just got a cramp
Please
in my
do
neck.
Continue.
What about Podger? You could be thin, you could be a Podger, but it won't stop me from touching your...
Sounds weirdly rapey, to be perfectly honest.
No, apart from that, Rosemary, this sounds like... 250-year-olds.
You're the one who's trying to talk about codgers.
You're the one who brought up the word todger.
Wasn't that the word that Prince Harry used? He's young-ish.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Oh, was it todger or was it toddy?
Wasn't toddy.
Oh, Rosemary, why couldn't you have come up with something contemporary? Try again.
Roses are red. Roses are red.
So romantic.
Cars use the road while boats need a dock.
Oh, yes, go on. Yeah, you've been absolutely reading all these books. Okay, we get the gist of it. Good one.
Okay, thanks.
Much better. Although it's not quite the correct analogy because the car drives on the road and the boat docks in
the
dock.
Listen, Beatrice.
How about cars use a garage, a boat needs a dock?
Oh no, I've got the perfect place. Oh, stop. Oh. Wait here, I need to. Oh, Mom would be so proud.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Well, Rosemary, I have to say, this episode thus far, I hope it's a main feed episode, not Patreon, because it has everything that Mom loves about our episodes.
Laughter, Todgers. She'll be so proud.
She will be. This will be exactly what she needs to welcome her home and make her happy that she's no longer here listening to this nonsense.
Listen, back to the point. Have you ever gone out on Valentine's Day? Like on a date?
No, you see, I actually blame Mom and Dad for this. Like, you know, all our lives, I mean, it wasn't like they went anywhere, but they sat at home. You know, they went out with their friends very often, but like they wouldn't really go out to restaurants. They'd go out to people's houses and stuff. They'd go out to restaurants when I think when we grew up, like when we left home, obviously like when everybody has more disposable income, they're more likely to go out, you know, with their friends, et cetera. Or like, but we're much more a family that I think has dinner in each other's homes, et cetera. So basically, it wasn't unusual to be sitting at home. But just like New Year's Eve, they're very judgmental when it comes to these holidays where people start booking tables and going out to celebrate. Ridiculous. Why would you go out for dinner on Valentine's Day?
I'd watch me job.
Yeah, what, the place would be full. You get a half menu. You get, they'd be making nonsense. I'd be mortified. I'd absolutely. So I think I definitely absorbed a lot of that growing up. You know, then when people... Like when I lived in Paris and stuff, and they were very into, I mean, they weren't very into kind of super themed desserts, but they were very into going out on dates and going out on Valentine's Day.
The city of romance, after
exactly,
all.
Right? And I think, you know, there were a couple of occasions where I was asked, do you want to go out for dinner on Valentine's Day? And I'd be always like, no, you know, like not
yeah,
for
cringe.
Me. Like I'm too cool to be going out on these cheesy manufactured holidays, but like.
Are you?
Might be nice. I never have. Have you?
Well, yes. So when I was dating my secondary school boyfriend, we went out for dinner on Valentine's Day. I remember one particular time we went to Miller's Pizzeria, you know, on Bagot Street.
I love that place. He was very nice and romantic, though. He was very into the romance.
He was. He was lovely and he was very romantic. And I remember it honestly seemed like they had put in extra tables, which maybe restaurants do, like maybe they had. It was so packed. There was a set menu, which I think was quite nice. And everybody at each table, there was a rose. So that was quite a cute little, you know, thing. I think that was probably it. Like, you do hear about other restaurants where they have, like, somebody coming around with a violin or, you know, that kind of stuff. But that this was kind of tame in terms of Valentine's things. But I think after that, like, I can't remember. in my last significant relationship before Brandon, I don't think we did anything for Valentine's. I think we might have got each other a card or got each other something small as a gift, but I don't think we ever went out on Valentine's Day for that reason, that you'd just be like, oh, it'll be packed. And also it seems silly. It's like we live together. We can like go out for dinner any night. It doesn't have to be this one night that's like especially romantic and lovey. You know what I mean?
But like, do you not? I don't mean in that relationship. I mean in any relationship. Do you? And is it actually okay to embrace an excuse to spend time together and actually focus on your relationship and each other? You know, otherwise you go out and like the purpose of going out is, oh, it's Tuesday, or we're going out because we feel like having pizza, or like this is actually we're going out to celebrate our relationship. Like it is kind of nice.
No, you're right. It is really nice. And like, I think at the time, probably from mom and dad as well, that I was like, oh, it's ridiculous. You know, it's ridiculous. It's silly. But it actually is nice. And especially now, like since I, especially now living with Brandon, living with the boys, we would rarely go out, like if ever, for dinner or for anything, just the two of us without the kids.
Oh, right. I was about to say, not according to dad. Those two are always in restaurants with the kids, with the kids. Brandon knows that kids don't even need to go to restaurants. They don't appreciate it. I didn't go to my first restaurant until I was, insert, older age than any of our kids. Can't remember, right? He told me several times and every time I guessed it wrong. I was like, 25?
He's actually so annoying.
But anyway, no, he's not. He's lovely, but Brandon knows how to treat kids in restaurants. But you keep trying to drag them to restaurants all the time just because you're an evil person like that.
According to dad.
Oh, yeah.
You were sounding a bit like that was your opinion.
I was just thinking as well, do you know what else there was? Mother's Day and Father's Day. Those are other holidays that they definitely
ridiculous.
Like, this is ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, I'm not your mother.
A palaver about nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. And again,
she's
it's
not my mother.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And like, what's the harm in saying, do you know what? You're a mom or you're a dad and you're a great job.
You're doing a great job and we love you.
Yeah, you're doing a great job. Would you like a rest? Well, you see, he was probably just used to having rests.
He was probably like, heaven forbid I should offer her a rest. I'm just not going to acknowledge the holiday.
He probably didn't even realise she wasn't resting all the time.
Oh, he's actually ridiculous. I lately have started trying to bring the boys to restaurants more because I want them to know how to behave in restaurants. Because I love going to restaurants, right? And I want to be able to go to restaurants with our family because, babysitters are really expensive. In Fort Wayne, they eat really early, so it's not like you're eating after bedtime. I would like to be able to bring them because I want to go. So it's completely selfish, do you know what I mean? It's like, I want to go to restaurants sometimes, and obviously we have to bring the boys, and I want them to know how to behave. So that's why I bring them more now than I think
I
used to.
Totally grand. I also used to love being brought to a restaurant, so I'm happy to bring them.
Do you remember going to Joel's on the Nace Road? I used to love their chicken Kiev.
I used to love going anywhere. We used to go to Joel's. We used to go to
Mullins in Nace.
I don't think I went to that very often. I went to the Dewdrop with mom and dad. We used to love going to Captain America's on Christmas Eve.
Oh, like it Captain America's, that was great.
The best, you know, really good. Eddie Rockets we used to love going to. It was great.
I still love Eddie Rockets.
Yeah, but I mean, the fact is you go with your family and you have a nice chat. And we used to love going to Miller's Pizza that you mentioned.
Oh, that was right next to, because dad worked on IBM on Baggot Street, so that was right next to his office.
That was great.
I also remember thinking that was miles from Stephen's Green because mom made me walk a couple of times when I was about 7. And like for my little legs, it was quite far. But,
you know, I know this sounds really twee, right? And we'll get more into it. We have an episode coming up about gratitude and journaling. But like, I do think there is no harm in spending a little bit more time telling our friends and loved ones, and like romantic or otherwise, that we appreciate them, that we're thinking about them, that we care about them, that we appreciate the things they do, that we like spending time with them, that they're important to us, etc. And, you know, I like to buy presents for people. I like to, you know, I'll see something that I know you would like and I'll buy it and kind of go, I must put that away now for, I'm like, Rosemary's birthday, it's miles away. I'm like, well, you had a birthday 2 months ago. Here's another birthday present. And it is a problem. You know, Kerry laughs because I actually bought a book for Kerry's birthday the other day. Her birthday is in June, I believe, or even July. I'm not 100% sure. Anyway, her birthday is in the summer, right? And it is now February, the beginning of February. So I have to hold. So
you're definitely planning ahead.
Yeah, but no, I'm not. I looked at it and I was like, I'll just give it to her. She'd love it. You know, but that's like, I think those are the moments. It's kind of like on the non-scheduled day. So like, I understand the other argument as well. You know, you shouldn't need a holiday to tell somebody you love them.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if you do tell them year round that you love them, it's no harm to lean into that holiday.
Yeah, I agree. What do you think about partners buying each other gifts on Valentine's Day? Do you think it's necessary? Like, not necessary, but like, would you expect it or would you not expect? Because this year, for example, because we just got that outrageous vet bill, I'm literally like, we're not buying each other Valentine's gifts. We'll get each other a card. But is that like, would like, do you expect a gift from your partner? Or do you think, do you prefer a random gift whenever they're just thinking of you? You know what I mean?
No, I do think, I think it's, but like, I don't think it has to be a purchased gift. I think you could make me a cake. I think you could give me breakfast in bed. I think you could just do something nice for me. You know what I mean? I think you could bring me a cup of coffee when I'm not expecting it, or...
Breakfast in bed is a good one. It's unfortunate now that it falls on a Wednesday. Otherwise, I'd be expecting that from Brandon, but he'll be gone to work about 4 hours before I wake up.
But also, you can get a bunch of flowers for $6. You know, it's not like, it doesn't have to be major. It can just be some gesture that says, I love you and you're special and I want to treat you nicely.
Okay, now I'm in a panic about what I'm going to get him. Something small that says, I love you and you're special.
Make him some sausage rolls. That's what I'm going home to make later on. Not for Valentine's Day, but just like, they're delicious. That's nice. I'm thinking about you. Here, you'd like these.
Oh, cooking? No, I'm not going to cook anything.
Okay, well, I don't have any other suggestions. Do you not have a present drawer somewhere that you could pull something out of?
Actually, I have a fleece in my present drawer for Beau. I must show it to you. Maybe you just give it to him now, because like, it probably won't fit him by the time his next birthday comes around.
Okay, but Beau is not your Valentine.
No, true. I do have a present drawer, but there's nothing in there that Brandon would like. It's mostly candles at the moment.
Give him a candle and then you burn it. Why don't you... Do you know what? You could do a sexy dance. I hear you're good at them.
Okay.
Burn the candle.
Thank you all so much for listening to Not Without My Sister.
Dance beside it.
You can get us on Patreon, patreon.com/notwithoutmysister. Email us, notwithoutmysis@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram @notwithoutmysister. And let us know through DM, in a comment on Patreon, by email, what you are getting your person, if you have one, for Valentine's Day and what you'd be expecting from them. Do you like the holiday? Do you not? Let us know everything. Tell us everything.
You could write him a poem. We heard you're clearly good at them.
Goodbye. Not Without My Sister is recorded in studio in Fort Wayne by Don Kirkland, who also wrote our theme tune, and the original illustration is by Lindsay Nielsen.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.